It's May 1st, 2013, the birthday of the Illuminati. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Got a lot to get into tonight, and our special guest, Miss Tila Tequila. Welcome, Tila. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Have they been coming after you recently? Are you doing okay? Are we able?
Yeah, actually, it's been interesting. Hello?
Yeah, there's a small delay, so we'll talk over each other a little bit, but we'll get through this. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's been a lot of interesting stuff happening lately that I don't think it would be quite believable if I actually even started mentioning it, but it's actually pretty interesting. What people need to realize is that once you kind of understand the core of it all a little better, you stop becoming fearful of this game they like to play. And it's all basically a huge mind game, like a psychological warfare happening. And the more people are aware of it, it's easier to counteract it without having to be fearful. And, you know, like how I used to be, actually, when I first started, as I was going through that.
Right. Oh, that's exactly how gang stalking works, Tila. They do things that they want you to go out and blow the whistle on and look crazy, because it's almost unbelievable that somebody would do certain things to tweak your surroundings in the way that they do it. And that's exactly how gang stalkers operate. And that's exactly how the occult operates. They very much are afraid of folks that have witnessed certain things firsthand. But I feel that you're doing a great service in blowing the whistle on a number of different topics. Perhaps we should back up, though, a little bit and explain just who Tila Tequila is to our listeners who don't know you. And tell them how you got into exposing the powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them. Tila, tell us a little bit about your beginnings. You started off as an actress, a reality TV star, on and so forth.
Yeah, well, I did everything on my own, pretty much. I wasn't really born into any elite family or anything. I just really made it on my own. And this establishment, without really understanding, there's a huge, you know, a big way that they work, and this huge organization. And as I got there, I didn't have anybody else to tell me what was happening. So as it was happening, I'm very vocal about stuff, and I've always been that way. I've always been very combative. If I know that I'm not doing anything wrong, but if I happens, that's how it actually started. And as I started witnessing at that time when it all started happening with media propaganda against me, all this stuff, I didn't understand why it was happening. But as I got a better understanding of it all, I was able to counteract that, and that was happening right there. This whole point for people to understand information generation, I think that's very useful to the masses waking up, and I think that's why there's a lot of inside struggle within the establishment.
Yeah, they're not all on the same page, that's for sure. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Tila Tequila. We'll also set up a new connection here so we have a much clearer understanding throughout tonight's interview.
Yeah, because you're kind of putting it out there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Stand by. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, it's par for the course. We're talking with Tila Tequila tonight, a high-profile interview that seems to be interfered with. We'll do what we can to try to get the word out. Now, Tila, you were just telling me off the air that you've been harassed, which is nothing new since you've blown the whistle on a number of different occult aspects of Hollywood and so many other things. They've gang-stalked you for the most part. But more recently, there's been some stuff going on. Now, I know you're hesitant to bring it up, and you don't have to by any means. But as far as I can tell, your greatest insurance policy is to, anytime you're threatened, let as many people as possible know about it. Because then if they do come after you, it only validates the talks that you've been given thus far. So that's just my information. Take that for what it's worth. And please go ahead. Tell us where you stand today.
Well, like I was telling you off the air, you can see why I would kind of be hesitant. However, I think everything happens for a reason, and I'm still here today for a reason because of how I've been. And I think what's going on as far as the targeting has, it's they've kind of stepped it up a little because their usual tactics are not working me anymore, because I know the tactics, I understand it, so I can counteract that. So as of late, there's been a lot going on with lots of bigger organizations that involves government officials and whatnot, and the reason why we're probably cutting in and out is most likely they're listening and interfering, of course. And right before got back on the air, I noticed some weird stuff happening on my end as well, blinking. So, yeah, I think they're trying to have more hardcore ways to silence me with their micro brainwashing techniques used, but the strongest warriors are aware of these things is the mind. It's all about the psychology of the mind, how the mind works, and anybody who has a weak mind is easily manipulated and brainwashed into submission. And the only way to protect yourself is really yourself. And we got to stop blaming everybody else, because if I can do it, I feel like everybody else can as well, because at one point I was also just a regular civilian in the game, not understanding. I was brainwashed. I was in the core of the industry, you know, a puppet, just, you know, I mean, what to do, you know, but I felt like my soul was withering away. I felt like something's not right. I felt like I was no longer who I am, what I stand for. This is not what I wanted to do. This is not what I dreamed of. And so the minute I quit and walked away and got involved with some other people that's pretty deep in the game, you know, once you kind of break free from that brain mind control, they become very fearful of that. They don't want you to be dependent and be strong and, in a sense, help other people realize that, because this is all about the control system. And, you know, as human beings, but we're also very naturally compatible. How to, you know, these are not, you know, basic subjects that are really talked about. So we have to just reach out to each other and, you know, raise awareness that way. But lately it's been pretty crazy. It's been so crazy. I'm talking about what I told you off the air. I've been contacted by ex-federal agents, CIA operatives. Believe it or not, I have. All I know is, regardless of what anybody thinks, what I feel good about is just knowing that there are good people out there still, because there just cannot be only evils. You know, there's got to be some bad balance. So there, that goes back to me talking about how there's a big struggle right now on the inside amongst the ruling classes and the slaves and, you know, all that stuff. There's just so much going on. So you go ahead and ask me what you want to know, and I will tell you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you're getting the word out on these topics. I think you come from a unique position to do so. I want to hear about what you experienced firsthand, though. My wife was telling me before you came on that you experienced some sort of hang-up with the Paris Hilton dog and some Illuminati sacrifice. To what extent did you witness the occult firsthand?
Well, yeah, well, that was really never. A couple of years ago, since it happened, and that was pretty much the peak of it all. And I felt pretty helpless, to be honest. And at that time, why people could not see the truth. At that time, I could not understand why there's no one I could run to help protect me as a citizen. And so that's how I learned how to do things, you know, on my own. And you can't always rely on other people, but that was a very hard time. And it opened many scars, but, yeah, I pretty much made my way into that world, deep in it. And I guess that made me a target, because, like I said, I broke free of that, and maybe certain assessments probably didn't feel safe knowing that I knew what I knew and being independent of that. But at that time, what they didn't realize is that I just wanted some peace. However, if somebody which is guilty, I'm not going to feel safe, you know, a witness running around, and they feel like if I'm going to run my mouth and so on and so forth. So my life has never been the same since, and that's where this whole quote unquote war started. I guess to me, what was going on and what I would have started. But for me, there's really no backing down, because I feel like I'm not gonna let them take away my dignity, my truth, and just what happened.
Well, I admire that. We're going to get a better connection here in the next 5 minutes or so when we go on to break. I'm sure of it. We'll figure out a plan B here, because Tila's information really needs to be presented in a much clearer fashion. So we'll do what we can, but for now we're going to put up with it and try to decipher what we can from what she has to say in this powerful interview we have with Tila tonight. Tila, you know, there's a lot of occult rituals that are in plain sight, namely at the MTV Music Awards. I can think of several examples of that. Were you aware of this before you started to wake up, or was this something presented to you once you realized that there was more going on with the TV programming, and they called that for a reason that you once took part in?
I actually realized, right, while I was filming and what was happening behind the scenes, and that's why I actually quit. You know, the media said that I was fired, but actually I quit. I was the one that walked away from it all. It was a really, while filming, that was when it all started taking place, and that's when I knew that something is just heavily right here, not invented, and a heavy breakdown of your psyche and your mind and sleep deprivation, and they'll break it all down until you feel so weak that you just have no sense of self anymore. So then you're easier to be controlled and do whatever, and then you're just lost in this trance. It's very hard to break out of that trance because this trance you, if you're in this trance, aware of it, you're just going to look at them like you're so lost in it that you don't even understand what the reality of it is and how serious it is. And I actually started acting while I was actually filming, and I was strong enough to break free from it, and that's why I quit. No matter how much money was offered for another season 3, I walked away from it, and people don't realize that, but I'm not out here to keep talking about myself, but I just want to, if something that I know in my experience can help others, then that's what I'm here to do.
Well, that's all we can really do is get the word out on things that you experience firsthand. But now you're starting a whole campaign, if you will, trying to empower other truth seekers to get the word out. And you posted a speech that you gave recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
There's so many false flags, and there's just so much disinformation going on, and people are just freaking out left, right, and it's getting really tense amongst, you know, the classes, and I feel something needs to happen, but we can't just run around being barbarians, and because that's what they want. That's exactly what they want, and they're going to start doing things more to bring back tensions amongst people, when we need to realize and remember that we are not those kind of people, but we're going to be conditioned to be that way. So look within and just be aware of all these things happening, because, for instance, like today, May 1st, like you said, it's a big day for, you know, the Illuminati Day. And it just so happens that there's a huge protest going on in, I think in L.A., and it makes me realize, wonder, like, okay.
You're going to have to tell us more about that when we come back with a better connection as well. Stand by, folks.
The Rob Justin Show.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, it seems that the powers that shouldn't be have had a nerve struck, and, well, I'm glad that they've had a nerve struck, because we need to expose the bastards. In a world where our environment is filled with nuclear radiation because of false flags and HAARP attacks and so much more, and there are satanic rituals right in front of your faces, it's important that we hear the firsthand information from folks like Tila, and discuss these topics as we do here on the Bob Tuscan Show on a regular basis. We're going to let Tila go for tonight. And Tila, I know you wanted to say a lot more, and you will be able to. We're not going to say exactly when, but we'll reconvene at some point.
Right. Well, I'm not surprised that this happened, but it is what it is. And for what it's worth, it's been nice to be on the show.
Well, see, but, and then just now you came through beautifully, you know?
Wow. Coincidence! What a coincidence. Maybe I'm best if I just get silence, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how gang stalking works. And I know people are going to say, oh, yeah, right, it's just the internet, blah, blah, blah. No, but that's how it works. They mess with you. They literally mess with you. And then when you least expect it, they make you look like you're crazy.
Right. I mean, if for those who have been following my work, like I said, my previous radio broadcast, it always does this. And I'm telling you, I never have problems with this when I'm just talking about normal stuff or whatever. But every time I talk about this particular subject, so I'm always cut out for some technical difficulties. It all starts to work again. What a surprise!
Yeah, well, Tila, stay at this. We will have your full testimony coming up on a future show that we will not disclose for security reasons. Those out there that want to hear more about Tila Tequila, go to her YouTube channel. She's posted a recent video that you all have to check out. And her websites as well, a great community of free thinkers and folks trying to wake people up in these serious times that we're living in. Tila, please stay safe in the meantime. We'll reconvene at a yet-to-be-announced moment.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks so much. Okay, there she goes. I'm a little deterred by the interview tonight, but we will figure it out and get things straightened out here in the near future to get the full testimony and interview. I want to ask her about the most recent hazards that she's faced. She's been going through a lot lately, and we need to get the word out on it. And I also want to continue our discussion on what she feels is a possible solution to the madness, because Lord knows there are tons of problems out there. We could sit here and tell you how the Illuminati wants to kill us all. Oh no. But what are the solutions? How can we deal with this? How can we protect ourselves? If you're new to the show, we're very solution oriented here. Yes, there are poisons everywhere you look, both literally and figuratively. But how do you mitigate those poisons? That's the question, and we attempt to answer that here on the show. If you would like to call up with a question that you would like me to ask Tila, please do so. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll take your calls on any topic you like and also get some questions to ask Tila when we have her back on, hopefully in the near future at a yet-to-be-disclosed time for reasons of security. I knew that through posting it on her Facebook. Yes, that would be great, but at the same time, it seems like things were tweaked here. So we'll try to establish a proxy of some sort for her to connect with and do it again and get her full testimony on the air to our audience and beyond. But in the meantime, what's new in the world today? I saw they arrested three more people supposedly involved with the false flag attack. Really stinks. Like something's fishy. Okay, literally stinks. And we'll cover that in just a little bit. We'll get your calls in. Again, if you have any questions that you want me to ask her in our future talk, I know it was cut short tonight. We'll get to it. I have faith that we will reconvene this discussion in the near future and get it all on the record for everyone to hear. 800-313-9443. I want to thank my executive producer, John Goodvibes, for helping set up this event, or this interview rather. I'm so in the mind frame of calling things an event because, of course, we just got back from the Free Your Mind conference event, which was quite the conference. We had Fritz Springmeier to talk about the bloodlines of the Illuminati, Freeman to talk about how transhumanism is something that the elite are very much interested in, and so many others. What a great conference it was. Folks, when we come back, your phone calls. We'll talk about some news and so much more.
800-313-9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll get Tila back on in the near future. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we have a lot to get to. I want to get to your phone calls. I believe we have Mike in Kentucky on the line. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, you know, a lot of people, I think, miss a lot of things that are pretty much hidden in plain sight until they run into something that makes them start looking and noticing stuff. And with reference to that occult stuff that she's talking about, I didn't notice it for a long time. I just thought of it as some kind of a, I don't know, a monument or some little marker that is put up. But there's a tapered obelisk down the street at a university, and I think it's got seven segments to it with a little knobby phallic capstone thing on the top of it. It's made out of really dark black marble, and right in the middle of the middle section, I have to believe that whoever put this up did it as a, you know, it was coincidence perhaps. But in the middle of the marble section that's in the middle of the east face of this thing is a 13 that naturally occurs in the marble. And, you know, I've tried to measure the shadow of the thing and figure out the height of it, but I do suspect it's somewhere around probably 666 inches. And it's the gate for a university, a sign for a university. There's also a black obelisk down in Tennessee with the names of a bunch of the victims that was placed under a dome on seven wedges with a bunch of the names of the 9/11 victims, and that was done by the guy who was, I think his name was Ash. He was the mayor of Knoxville at the time when September 11th attacks occurred. And he was in between John Kerry and George W. Bush at Yale. Kerry initiated him, and then he in turn, you know, later on initiated George W. There's, you know, that much of a gap between them. But it's just kind of one of those things that makes you go, wait a minute. what's up with these obelisks around? You know, you got the one in the Vatican. There's one in, I think, London. And, of course, we've got one in Washington, D.C., which is supposed to be, if you count the, supposedly now, if you count the base of it, it's supposed to be, I think, 555 and one quarter inches in height. That's like they're, and I've got a society, historical society book from like 1959 where the women of Washington, D.C. Historical Society give the official height of the Washington Monument. And it's not just 555 feet, it's 555 and one quarter inch.
Very interesting.
So, and I don't know how far down the foundation goes, you know, below the ground, but I'd have to.
I mean, there's so many occult symbols right in front of our face.
And we missed
it. And the reason why they're occult, because they're hidden, and that's literally what occult means.
Or their meaning is hidden.
Their meaning is hidden, right.
Yeah. There was a guy that did a graduate study on the Manitoba Parliament building, I think, after they built it, and he found that there was 13 courses of 13 steps and that the foyer was made of 666 tile or something. You can go read about it. I confronted an architect who had put up this Space Science Center magnetically by the compass anyway. It is directly north of this black obelisk I was talking about. I got a video of it on YouTube. You just go in Google and type in dome and black obelisk, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I zoom in on the 13 on that, and then I zoom out, and you can see the dome is exactly lined up north of this black obelisk in a Space Science Center. It's almost like they're announcing that knowledge is the kingdom of the future or something, and with their architectural symbology. You know, the Greeks worshipped reason. They called the god of reason Lucifer, god of light. Of course, the wisdom of men is foolishness, we know. But I had I had a private investigator a few years back after I was, very frustrated at this Twilight Zone type glitch that was happening on my fax line where I was getting the audio of people's phones was coming in and interrupting my fax line with perpetual ringing for up to an hour. And if I wasn't at the office, it would lock up my fax and say incoming call for like the whole weekend or 24 hours or something until I came in there and unplugged the thing and plug it back in. So we would miss faxes from different businesses that were getting aggravated with us because they couldn't send us a fax. And this guy had worked with the FBI and some of the, I don't want to reveal the state, but it was some of the sort of like Elohim City, you know, these skinhead racist type situations. He worked with the FBI, I guess, on investigating some of their activities. And he finally told me what he said one day after him and a couple of other people tried to say, well, maybe it's the radio equipment from the utility people, or maybe it's this. I said, no, there's no way that it doesn't matter what the glitch is happening on the other end with these people's phones. They're folded up in their purse or on a belt pouch or whatever, and the audio is originating from their phone. It has nothing to do with my local fax problem. It's a switching error or they're doing this domestic spying on everybody. And this goes back to like 1998. And it finally quit after I got on Facebook and started talking with a retired Bell Labs scientist who cussed me out and said it was not possible and said I didn't know anything I was talking about. I mean, I posted a video on it, about it online, and I had access to ABC News and NBC News FTP servers, if you know what those are, the free-to-post servers. And I was so fed up that no reporter wanted to talk about this, and even in one case, the sales department's a private phone from a lady that worked in the sales department at a newspaper, her phone called my fax line, and she's like, "How did you get my number? This is not a public number." And I said, "Your phone called me. Your phone called my fax line," and I didn't hear any audio on that particular call. But she sent me over to the reporters and said, "You need to talk to this guy. I know exactly what you're talking about." When I told her, I said, "The phone companies have all the interest in the world in knowing your demographics, what your age is. They'd like to know what kind of music you listen to in the car. They would like to know maybe your entertainment choices at home. They can build a customer profile around you just like you do for your newspaper." And she said, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You need to talk to these reporters." Well, I talked to one reporter who handed me off to another guy, and I think they were snickering about it on the phone because they finally, after a few minutes, they said, "We can't help you with this story." And I said, "But it affected one of your own people. Just ask her." I gave her her phone number and it's unlisted. I said, "That's not the phone number for this woman that's in your circulation department listing." And they just said, "We can't help you with this story." And then, I talked to, when one of these calls was involving a construction worker walking around on the site hollering at his fellow workers, and you could hear all the noise, I called three or four people, and I said, "Do you hear this audio?" And they, yeah, we hear it. And then I said, "All right, I want you to be a witness for me." And then I called a news producer at a big affiliate station who I know people that work there. And they said, "Well, I'll tell the, I'll tell the other news producer about it that you know, but we're probably going to put this down as conspiracy theory." And all this was, a lot of this was about after the time that the Patriot Act had passed. But it was occurring years before the Patriot Act. Well, then this guy comes forward with some pictures he says are a felony to possess. And I had him convinced for a while that he was going to, I said, "You guys, we need to do like a man in the shadow interview with you. And I'll disguise your voice or dub over your voice. And we'll put the tape away somewhere safe, and nobody will, be able to tell who you are." He come back to me a few months ago and said, "My boss died in a violent car crash. I'm not doing no interview with you."
Yikes. Jeez,
yeah.
That'll scare someone.
Yeah, well, he installed entire floors of equipment in skyscrapers from Chicago to Los Angeles to San Diego, North Carolina, and Florida. And these are the type of facilities, there's so much computer equipment in them that they keep the air conditioning at 40 degrees back in the 1990s. Some of the funny stuff that he would describe about the temperature in there, I can't go into because it might reveal who he is, but, he talked about the metal on the equipment was, like putting your head against a refrigerator or a block of ice or something. But, in this Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU lawsuits that they've got about all this stuff, they talked about this guy who retired from AT&T in Chicago, and you can find an article about it on Wikipedia called Room 641A. And this retired guy came forward with the documents because he was in charge of, I guess, making sure that the routing equipment split the fiber optic off to the secret splitter room by the NSA. Well, we're not talking about just a room in a telephone facility. We're talking about massive floors and floors after floors of equipment that was installed in the mid to late 90s, which is probably at this point, if not completely replaced, it's obsolete as they're building this facility out in Utah. But what people don't realize, and I started calling it this years ago, and I had grandmas come to me and tell me, "I'm telling my youngsters whenever they leave the house not to forget their voluntary ankle bracelet," because that's what I started calling these cell phones. They're ankle bracelets that track everything we do, where we're at. They listen to what we're our entertainment choices while we're in the car, what radio stations you listen to, what TV stations you listen to at home. I mean, Al Gore could probably build a carbon tax algorithm to detect your flatulence. There's so many people that can carry these things in their back pockets. I mean, this, I'm trying to be a little bit humorous about it, but they could do that. They could, you know, probably build an algorithm to track how much methane you emit. I mean, it's ridiculous that people don't realize the level of surveillance that we are under.
It's constant surveillance. I mean, it might as well be 1984.
Oh, it's beyond anything Orwell imagined, because
he's rolling in his grave and doing backflips, huh, Mike?
It's ubiquitous, and it's getting higher and higher resolution.
Sure. Well, Mike, I appreciate your call. We're going to move on here to another Mike, but always good to hear from you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Chicago. Is he still with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey. Oh, well, you know, the Super Bowl that Madonna performed with, you know, I don't know a lot about the occult, but it certainly seemed like it was some kind of a ritual. Now, why they do that, maybe because millions and millions and millions of people are watching it. I don't know if it's intentionally to signify that we are under the control of evil, or maybe the performers themselves are signifying that they are
slaves to the occult. Yeah, I mean, the answer is twofold. Yes, they want them to be a product of their control, but also it's a ritual right in front of our face that the powers that shouldn't be get off to. They look at this and say, you dumb goyim, you dumb useless eater, you can't see we're putting this right in front of your face. There is Baphomet. There's all the symbolism, but you're not smart enough to recognize it. And that's the thought behind it.
Right. There's a gentleman named Freeman. I don't know if that's his birth name, but he studies this type of, all these symbologies and stuff. I mean, all the corporations have symbols, you know?
Sure do.
Yeah, and meanings. I'm not really a whole lot into it, but I do have suspicions that there are rituals and there are levels of evil and sacrifices to evil and things like this. And I would almost go out on a limb and speculate that maybe even Sandy Hook or... you know, it seems maybe the government lately has been into a lot of actors and actresses and phony news conferences and just bizarre, like drama type stuff. And, a lot of times they get caught because of photoshopping and other people with very keen eyes that can spot things, you know, and share this information on the internet. But then again, if you bring a lot of this stuff up, people will think that you're a conspiracist or something, you know.
Well, there's more to it. Thanks for the call, Mike. And speaking of Freeman, I had lunch and a conference. I spoke at a conference with Freeman this past weekend. You can see his research at freemantv.com. I'm going to play a little bit of Teela's talk here. It's called Rebirth of a Nation, 2013, the Political Movement. Then we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back for our final segment tonight on the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Ms. Teela checking in with you all. Today, I wanted to talk about the recent post I made on my Facebook page about starting a serious political movement. Now, I know some people may be skeptical about this protest, because it's definitely a risky thing to do. But if it means that I'm fighting to protect our constitutions, then it is not only worth the risk, but for me, I feel like it's almost mandatory to uphold the visions of our founding fathers. Backing down now is not an option for me. So I'm very serious about this movement. And there's so much talk about wanting to see change. Well, now is our chance to be that change. My motivation for this political movement is due to my concern as a citizen about how the United States government views my...
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Citizens or face extinction. This is how the world currently works. And unfortunately, in their silly war games and their thirst for power, that affects us all. And I don't foresee this changing anytime soon, perhaps if ever. But luckily, the other two causes of decay are comparatively easier to address. The second problem is actually us, the citizens. There's a reason that America's founding fathers had limited suffrage. Was not because they only wanted property-owning males to vote. No, they wanted only the educated to be allowed to vote, and in 1789, only people who qualified for being educated in America were overwhelmingly rich, educated people who owned property. When considering the foundation of our government, one must remember our founders were easily some of the most educated people alive. Many were bilingual, some could speak fluent Latin, and more famous founders could be considered as minor philosophers. Our founders did not want universal suffrage because they were afraid of what uneducated people could do if granted suffrage rights. Today, we can see the consequences of universal suffrage without a stipulation like passing a civics test as a requirement for suffrage rights. Taking a U.S. history and civics test is necessary to become a citizen if you weren't born in America. So why is it imposing? So why is imposing such a test on natural-born citizens a bad thing? The only people who should complain about this are the charlatans who profit from swindling the weak and ignorant. Now, I know at first glance this may seem biased of me to say. However, if you truly think about it, while it's fantastic that we all have a right to vote now, that doesn't mean that everyone is qualified to understand exactly what they're voting for. For instance, I once knew someone who voted for President Obama just because she said he was hot. Okay, I rest my case. Another aspect is how the citizens react to this political modernity. The problem here is that most aren't even aware of this conflict that exists. How many of you are aware that China is beginning to study the human genome to understand what genetic sequences are associated with cognitive abilities in order to eventually create a eugenics program where every generation of the Chinese born will be several IQs higher than the previous generation? That's pretty astounding. On top of this, China is heavily investing into their education system, and it's clear the Chinese want to take over the world by having a monopoly on intelligence. How can we expect young Americans to compete against well-educated, selectively bred Chinese people when America destroys its own educational system and poisons its citizens with toxic substances like high fructose corn syrup and fluorinated water and so on and so forth? We cannot. And if you think America can compete with this rising China because of some mystic concept of American exceptionalism, which will inevitably lead us to victory, you've probably been consuming too many toxic substances that have limited your ability to think critically.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With